AP Radio News.
I'm Carlotta Bradley. It's certainly an icebreaker. President Obama met with Cuban President Raul Castro today in Panama. Before the meeting, Obama said it's time to turn the page on old divisions.
The essence of my policy is to do whatever I can to make sure that the people of Cuba are able to prosper and live in freedom and security.
Castro, for his part, said he was disposed to talk about everything with patience, acknowledging that, quote, some things we will agree with, others we won't. National civil rights organizations, including the NAACP and the National Urban League, are urging U.S. Senate leadership to immediately call for a vote to confirm Loretta Lynch as Attorney General.
The announcement was made at Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention. He says the recorded police shooting of Walter Scott in the back shows a need for the Senate to vote on a U.S. Attorney General.
We call on today Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, to give America a fair prosecutor to look at these cases.
Sharpton says they'll be at McConnell's D.C. office every day until he calls a vote on Loretta Lynch. The Senate leader says he won't until legislation cracking down on sex trafficking is settled. Julie Walker, New York.
There's been another death in an accident this week where a family car plunged into Los Angeles Harbor. Correspondent Alicia Chang has more.
Authorities say a second boy has died after his family's car plunged into the Los Angeles Harbor that killed his 13-year-old brother.
The family left a waterfront restaurant Thursday night when their sedan ran off the road. The boy's parents swam to the surface, but the children were not breathing when rescuers brought them up. This is AP Radio News. 2 weeks before it starts shipping, Apple started offering customers a hands-on preview of its new watch.
Apple started taking orders for the much ballyhooed Apple Watch, helping things along by giving customers in its stores, like Aaron Butler, a chance to try the thing on.
I'm very impressed, and I'm kind of taken up by the excitement all around us, too.
Carol Weber of Charlottesville, Virginia, went into the Fifth Avenue store in New York to watch her husband test one out. She came out sounding like an Apple commercial.
You know, I can wear a bracelet, and that's fine, but this watch will do so many more things than just decorate my wrist.
The watch, which operates as an accessory to the iPhone, costs from $349 to $17,000, depending on the fanciness of the band. Warren Levinson, New York.
A 1774 arrest warrant for Vermont Revolutionary War hero Ethan Allen and others of the Green Mountain Boys is going on the auction block Tuesday. It's estimated to be worth between $3,000 and $4,000. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.